Lord, we thank you for this evening, for what the world commemorates your birth. Lord, we, like the writer of the book says, we esteem all days the same. Lord, we honor you today. We thank you for being in the house of prayer. Lord, we thank you for all of the songs that we've heard. Lord, we thank you for all the testimonies that we've heard. Lord, we thank you in the mighty name of Jesus, that you didn't leave us without a witness, but you sent your spirit to confirm the fact that you are not missed. Now our hearts desire today to speak, Lord, for thy servant here. Lord, today we don't want to leave the same way we came in if we came in and doubt. Lord, we don't want to leave the same way we came in if we came in brokenhearted. Lord, we don't want to leave the same way we came in if we came in troubled in spirit. Oh, Lord, we want you to send your word to heal, Lord. Send a word to deliver and send a word to set free. Lord, speak, hallelujah, for your servant here and for this we make in the church in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. So that's been the Lord told us what he delights in. The Lord delights in the fact that we understand and know him. I mean, understand and know who God is. He said, not only that, he said, but also in the fact that we love loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness. In other words, God said, I delight in the fact that you act like me. I mean, did somebody talk about today about the character of God? God said, I delight when you act like me. I wonder what God thinks when we don't act like him. Just as a thought, what does God think when we don't act like him? Well, Psalms 1, amen. And like I said, I plan on going through quite a few scriptures unless God thinks different. It says, blessed is the man that first and walketh not in thee. So I want to be blessed. But I cannot live in ungodly counsel. If you want to be blessed, you cannot live in ungodly counsel. All right, so you can't walk in the counsel of the ungodly. And loneliness, it gets progressively worse. You not only can you not walk in the counsel of ungodly, but you cannot stand in the way of sinners. Right? Then after that, it says, then don't get so comfortable in your own that you can be able to sit comfortably in the seat of the scornful of those that mock God. Amen. If you live around somebody that mock God, you got to tell them, excuse me. Amen. I went to the store the other day, and I guess God was having a bad day. I walked in, he was using every F word in the book. I'm like, whoa. This is your place of established business. But I can tell you, well, you're using some wrong language. I said, by the way, I am a preacher. I said, I guess I'm going to have to take up my Bible and start preaching instead of buying what I came to buy. Thank God he was respectful and he told me, shut up. But you know what? I cannot sit in the seat of a scornful. I'm not going to be there and let somebody use all that kind of language when I got God's Spirit in me. So everywhere you go, guess what? God's Spirit goes with you. All right, so if you don't want to make a stand for yourself, to make a stand for God that's in you. Because if it's vexing your ears to hear that, be assured, it's also vexing God. I know all you political directors, God is liberal anyway. Now, we already know that. But he also is in us. So I told him, well, you know, he said, these people, this is too tough around here. I said, well, sir, I think there's a lot of other English words that can express that disgust. So listen, you got, you know, a lot of time it gets far. So white guy, I think this one time pastor, I'm free and I can say anything I want to say. This and the other. I said, yeah, but that's a wise man, because when we tell people about the Bible, they don't want to hear that. I said, there's a wise man that I once heard said, a word fitly spoken is like an apple of gold in a pitcher of silver. He just said, oh. I didn't say the Bible said, but didn't the Bible say a word fitly spoken? In other words, that's the right time to say the right things. So he didn't know who the wise man was. He didn't know how to come back, so he just shut up. You're not supposed to sin and deceive others. Well, I say, well, that's my sin and I want to be comfortable. Blessed is a man that sins not. Right? So you want to be blessed. You got to make a stand for God. So, well, if I do this, listen, I go anywhere. My wife does too. My wife, he goes to his kids' game, he didn't use no words, and she goes, not while I'm here. I'm like, well, we're in the wrong place for that, but guess what? You respect her for that stand. Make your stand for God. You don't have to walk in the way of the godly. You don't have to stand in the way of sinners. You don't have to sit there and be comfortable. You don't be whatever. Say, if I can't change you, I'm going to stay here. Come on. Because when you move, you better know I'm making a stand for God. But nevertheless, who want to be blessed? If you want to be blessed, you cannot sit. It says, but his but this delight is in the what? Law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. Now, I know many of us read these scriptures, and y'all don't know, I like to go back to the meaning of it, because when we need to read it in English, we lose a whole lot. But the delight is the meditate, rather, is let me go back to the light. Let's do the light first and then we do meditate. Can we do that? Delight is the Hebrew word hefet. Delight is the Hebrew word hefet. And it means to have an intimate excitement about it. It means to have pleasure. And if it's hard for you to understand that, how many of you used to date before you got married? Right? Remember all those butterflies you felt when he came around and she came around? Come on, I ain't the only one that was drunk like that. You know what? Amen. The butterflies came around and was like, whoo! You just bring out the best of me. Right? Well, he said, this is what our reaction should be like to God's word. It should be an excitement. It'll be like, you can't live without it. Amen. So it said, but his delight is in the his all, his new, his I can't do it without it is in the law of the Lord. And say, in the law of he now, according to our thinking, meditate is where I just sit and ponder it and I just keep it in my mind. But you meditate how? Well, meditate is the Hebrew word Hagar. And the Hebrew word Hagar means to be on a prowl and hungry like a lion. So it says, wait a minute, you're going to meditate first of all. If you want to delight in God's word, you got to have an attraction for it. Right. It's something I can't live without. Like, come on, nobody else is going to love me. Say, I can't. If you don't remember when you were a dog, remember when you were a child. Remember your first crush. Right? Everybody used to go to school, run to school, but run for my education. You were going for your delight. Because you couldn't live without it. I still delight. I still can't live without it. Hallelujah. And that's why I'm going to get out there and get it right again. But delight is a craving, it's a desire to be around. You know, years ago when we first started out there, we used to do our Sunday activities. Because everyone spent time with people of the same sex, going to gyms and stuff. So how come we can't spend time together as a family? So we did volleyball and we did things. Why? So we create an atmosphere of unity in the family. Because family does matter. So when you delight in something, it's something that you want to be around all the time. It's something that awes and moves you. It's something that when I don't get it, I feel as though something is missing. But then, when I delight in it, then I have to search for it like a prowl. I have to be on a prowl. I have to try to get it. I'm meditating. What? Day and night. So the word of God is something I cannot live without. The word of God is something that I have to have. I can't live without. And the psalmist said, how do supposed to be on our trial. We're supposed to be on our ground. How? Day and night. But a lot of times, we make God's word secondary. Because God's word is not our delight. Amen. We put everything else before the word of God. But day and night. You say, well, I start my day off with a desire of God's word. Throughout the day, I got God's word. In the end of the night, I got God's word. I say, years ago, I didn't realize when I was 9 years old and in elementary school, this was before they took God out of the schools. They took God out of the schools, now they put everything else in it. But when we were growing up then, they used to give us the New Testament Bible. You know, it had Proverbs and Psalms and the New Testament. The Lord gave me my Bible, I was never ashamed of it. I had the same Bible from the time I was 9 to the time I got saved. Now understand for me, I took my Bible everywhere I went because I thought that was God with me. So even in high school, I took my Bible. So in that study hall, you know, everybody else would be goofing around, I'd be reading my Bible because I was not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Was I saying no, but I was doing what I need to do. So God honored my righteousness. So I took my Bible, you know, like I used to tell the kids, you know, when they used to go for, like, I played football, basketball, all that stuff, you know. Football players are kind of nutty anyway. So when you get psyched up for football, you got to go in the locker room and bang your head over.
Profitably,
get all you can, like I said now, but that profit needs to be accomplished. It remains strong, right? Because the tree is by the water, his leaf will not wither. Because the leaf is by the water, his fruit will come in his season. Let a thousand droughts come. He's planted by the rivers of water. But it said, but the ungodly are not so. But like a shaft with the wind, drive it away. So we got a strong tree that's planted by the water, and that's the one that's searching after God. Those are the ones that's seeking after God. Those are the ones that say, God, I got to have God every day. And I need to have God, but he's my main meal. He's not a snack. God's not an option. But I got to have God. He says that those that are like that are like a tree, but the ungodly. Those that's not doing God's way, he says it's like the shaft. Now, the shaft is the waste part of the wheat. The shaft is the part that's needed for nothing. The shaft is wheat. When you throw the wheat up in the air, when the wind blows, that's the waste. He said that when you are ungodly, you are like the waste. Amen. You don't have no substance. You don't have no scalability. You don't have no firmness. And you don't have no faith because you're acting in an ungodly way. But I can believe this. When I search after God with all my heart, I'm going to find it. Right? I'm not going to let anything deter me. And it didn't say you won't have setbacks. It didn't say you won't have challenges. He said, but he shall bring forth his fruit in his season. And whatsoever he does shall prosper. Anybody just wants some prosperity? Not according to the world's standard of prosperity, but according to God's standard of prosperity. Well, how can I get blessed like that? I gotta keep seeking after God. Now we go in Joshua, the first chapter, and pull up verse 5 for me. When God, Joshua had an awesome task. Joshua was a man that was taken over after Moses. And God told him in Joshua 1:5, he said, there shall not any man be able to stand before me all the days of my life. And I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not. Lord, thank you. Listen, if you trust in God, if your confidence is in God, he said, I won't fail you and I won't forsake you. He said, be strong in love. I don't know what's coming your way, he said, but be strong. And be of good courage. Hallelujah. For unto this people shall not divide for an inheritance of land, which I spread unto their fathers to give them. He repeats, only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to. That thou mayest be strong and do according to all the law, which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. He said, this book, Lord, thank you. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt. You got to be on the prowl for it. This book of the law, you got the warning, you got a hunger. Hallelujah. No wonder Jesus said, if you're hungry and thirst after righteousness, you shall be filled. So this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. Thou shalt meditate day and night, that thou mayest learn to do according to all that is written therein. For then shalt thou make thy way prosperous, and thou shalt have good success. God shall have not commanded thee, be strong. For be strong and of good courage, be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is. Oh Lord, thank you. For the Lord thy God is with thee. Now let's go to Psalm 119, and we're going to read verses 1 and 3. Now we're talking about delight. We're talking about meditating. Oh what? The Word of God. The Word of God. It says this, when you get everything in its proper spiritual order, God will make your enemies be at peace. God will make the storms to cease. God will make your troubled waters smooth. God will take the rough places and straighten them out. When you hunger and thirst after God, let your heart thirst after him. Some say, well, how am I going to search after God with all the trouble I've I won't be back. False prophets. Thank God for false prophets. Well, I got saved at Army, I was 19, I had to go home for the summer. False prophet said, oh, he ain't never be that. Thank God that God didn't listen to the false prophets. Thank God that God didn't know those people that were talking about me. When I went home for the summer, for some reason, God kept me just studying the Word of God. I just, when I went to work, I was just reading and studying and reading and studying. Then my little 40-year-old sister messed me up. Because we were sitting down one day and I wanted to watch something on TV and she didn't want to watch it. Boy, all of this is she. I thought you don't believe in TV, you've been a hypocrite. No. I listened. I kind of argued with her, right? But I spent the rest of that stuff in my room. Not on the TV. She didn't realize. I gotta tell her today. She don't realize to this day. 4 years old, she had a fast talk. Still got a fast talk. And you don't even need a TV. You just hide on those watching those signs. Goodness. But she told me something before I did it. And I did it. So what those false prophets said I would be back in church. That was in 1976. How many of y'all been here about a long time? 76 to the day, how many years you gonna let me count? 41. Stay in trouble. Y'all don't think sure about that, didn't you? 41 years I've been saved. But they said, what they didn't know, when I went home, I spent time with God. I remember God was just opening my eyes up to Scripture, and I was only saved a few months. But God was opening my eyes to Scripture, says strengthen me. So when I came back on fire, they like, what? You're not? I'm so glad I don't let people define me. Don't let nobody define you. All I have to do is all to this. And everybody said, we'll be back. They didn't come back. They said, oh, he ain't coming back. I used to hear talking, I'm like, well, everybody don't know me that good. Now, just what I told you in the beginning, I had some trouble. Right? Because people like, would think, I don't put my mouth on nobody. Listen, I'm going to tell you something. I don't care what the demons are saying, the friends, I don't put my mouth on people because I don't know your situation. And I don't know how it's going to work out. So they don't put their mouth on me. But they didn't realize what they did for evil. Yeah, they said I wouldn't make it. I made it. They said I would never make it. Yeah. Amen. We're living so far below our godly spiritual privilege because we put God second. God's word should not be a snack. A snack is stuff we put in between. A filler. God's word should be a filler. God's word should be. I'm going to close here. Go to Jeremiah 15, 16. This is God's word. I'll close here. Right, Jeremiah 15, 16. This is where we're going to close. This is how God's word should be to all of us. Amen. Regardless of what we think we're going through, God's word should be like this. Jeremiah the prophet said, can y'all read with me? Jeremiah 15, verse 16. Got it? If y'all don't have any Bibles on the screen, he said, thy word. Wait a minute. He said, thy words were foul and I did. Amen. This is, I want to get blessed. I want God to have brought me away from it. If I don't want to hold on to this stuff for myself, I want to be blessed. Thy words were found and I did. Eat them. And thy word. Thy word was unto me, God. Joy and rejoicing. Thy word was found. And I did. Eat them. And then he came to the joy and rejoicing of my heart. If you want to get blessed, search after God's word. Now, let me just say this. All right. You all read this. Read Deuteronomy the 6th chapter, verses 6 through 9. Read Deuteronomy 11 chapter, verses 17 and 18. And Exodus the 13th chapter. Because God commands them to do something in these chapters to show you how important his word is. Do you all know what a phylactery is? Phylactery is when the Jewish, when God delivered them out of Egypt, he said, I want you to do this to remember that I'm a mighty God that delivers you. So a phylactery is they take these four scriptures, they put them in leather, and they put it in a band. They were tied around the heads, and they were tied around the arms. He said, do this in remembrance of me. So every time he said, write these, not only do I want you to put them on as front between your eyes, on your arm. He said, write them on the doorpost of your, go to Deuteronomy 6 and witness to this for a fact. Go to Deuteronomy 6 and 7. He said, not only do I want you to just put it around your arm and between your eyes, he said, but I want you to teach them to your children. When they go by the way, when I sit down, when I rise up, he said, teach them to your children. He said, my word is so important, I want you to write them upon the doorpost of my house. What the word? What? Why would God want us to write upon the doorpost of the house of the gate? He said, but every time you look around, I want you to see my word. Because my word is what delivered you when you were in bondage in Egypt. So for that reason, the Jews, they put in the morning, they put the scroll around their head and on their arm, and they just say these four scriptures. It's a reminder for what God has done for us already. We need to put some phylacteries. Now don't walk around. I'm not saying you don't have any eyes. But you need to have some reminders. Now he didn't put God. I got this kind of phone, put it in there, this kind of money. No, put God's word. When God's word becomes your focus, when God's word becomes your help, God can make ways for you out of no way. He said, teach them to your children. Parents, teach my word to your children. Amen. They got no Bugs Bunny and all that's okay, Donald Duck. But Donald Duck and Bugs Bunny can't see him. So I don't talk about teaching forever. My mom used to make us sit down on the couch and read us the Bible. And then she read Revelations to me one time. I read the whole book of Revelations. Oh, some bad stuff with that book. You know? But she put it in me. Then when she put it in me, I wanted to read more. Teach it to your children. Yeah, basketball, football, all that is important. Guess what? I ain't seen no goalposts in heaven. I ain't seen a slam dunk in heaven. Right? I haven't seen nobody hit a home run in heaven. But God's word is in heaven. So we need to listen. We need to start embodying the word of God. God's word should be Amen. We should consume his word. Phylacteries. Every woman or man can sell the word of God. Out the door, word of God. He said, when you walk by the way, talk about it. When you sit down, talk about it. When you rise up, talk about it. Amen. And then as I believe the book came down, it says, and a book was written. And then they that feared the Lord spake often, one to another. And the Lord heard it. Let's talk about God's word. Yeah, okay, Obama, Trump, this, that, and the other. That means the liberty. Right? They spake often one to another, and the Lord talked, and a book of remembrance was written. Yes. What are we talking about?
God's word.
Yes,
you want deliverance? Don't talk about Jesus. Yes. I think Brother Young used to sing the song, talk about Jesus. We need to start talking about God and his word for deliverance. Let's all stand. What do you delight in today? Is God's word your delight? Is God's word your delight? In other words, do you, every day is not an option. Every day. Look at somebody and say, every day. For every day, I got to have a portion of God's word. Amen. Every day, you know, I got to put God here to go, man. I don't know. I haven't done enough. That's what I do. Sometimes I go to memorize the whole chapter. I'll be struggling because I'm a little older. That's what I do. But listen, if you memorize one chapter that you don't know already every day, at the end of the year, you'll know 365 verses that you didn't know. And if you do it for 10 years, well, you'll know 3,650 verses that you didn't know. Right? So I don't have any kind of memory. I bet y'all remember all the songs. You do have a memory, but you only remember what appeals to you. Make God's word your appeal. And then we make God's word your appeal.